Now look here at verse 6, will you? And this is probably the bluntest verse that you'll find in the Bible. Now, Paul really put it on the line here. He says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now, the word here for communicate is actually the word koinonia, which means sharing. It means taking part and sharing the things of Christ together. And it really does not mean to ask somebody to give, but to share. And what he's saying very bluntly is this, pay your preacher. Does he share spiritual things with you? Well, if someone ministers to you spiritual benefits, minister to him of material benefits. If God has blessed you materially and you are being blessed by someone spiritually, then you ought to minister to them. Now, this is put on a grace basis of sharing. But believe me, friends, when you go into the grocery store and you take down a loaf of bread, then you go over to the meat counter and you get a nice T-bone steak or a roast, and you start going by the cashier's place without paying for it, you will have trouble. And no one thinks anything about that in the world. But when someone ministers to you spiritual things, and then you go by the counter and don't pay, and don't share, actually, why, the Word of God says you're to share with them. That's the reason I say from time to time, wherever you're getting your blessing, that is the place that you should support. If you've got a good Bible church, you support it. By the way, it could even be a radio program. If you're being ministered to, then you should minister, because that's the way God intends it to be. Because we shouldn't attempt to be, as one party wrote me and sent in a gift, said, I'm tired of being a freeloader. We appreciate that. And this idea today of saying on the radio program, everything that we offer is free, and then they turn around and ask you to send in something, it really doesn't mean free. And very candidly, I think that we ought to be very frank today. I have to pay for radio time. The stations insist on that. We have to pay a printing bill here. And the post office always makes us pay for the stamps that we use. And we have a light bill and a water bill and gas bill. And there are several bills we have to pay. And there's no use me beating around the bush. We just have to pay them if we're going to continue to send out the Word of God. And I think Paul's just being very blunt here. Let him that's taught in the Word communicate. The word koinonia, share with the one that teaches you in all things. I guess you think I bore down on that a little too much, but I guess this probably is a little more personal than some others might be.